If we're labeling this one, for instance, the x-axis, okay, then this axis here would be the y-axis, so that would be a py combined with a py to make a pi 2py orbital. This one up here would be the z-axis, pointing up in this direction, and so that would be a pi 2pz molecular orbital. Okay, so we just label these things depending on the atomic orbitals that are coming in.